Last time that you and I saw each other was the Sakamoto Music sneak peek, where we were listening to your song, Your Time to Stay, for the very first time. So before we get into the song, what have you been up to since the CCMAs?
It's been a lot. I've done a lot of shows. I tour with a band called 615 Collective out of Nashville that is basically four artists. I sort of got into that group through Nicole Witt, who I wrote songs with. I wrote You Ain't with Nicole. And she's just awesome person, and kind of put this little group together of four separate artists, like kind of in the spirit of the Highwaymen. There's so much talent in Nashville that, you know, we just kind of hooked up with like our friends and kind of put this together. And I was trying to tour more in the U.S. and she's like, you should just join the collective. And I was like, that sounds amazing.
Wow.
And so we've been on the road a lot doing that. And I've been, you know, just trying to play this song out as much as I can in the world. And I just really feel very strongly about it. And I'm really hoping it kind of ends up where I think it deserves to be. So
performing this week, you're in Calgary on Friday for Ranchman's, and then back in Edmonton on Saturday at the Butter Dome in Bar None 77.
Yes.
So what can we expect from both performances?
Well, the crazy fun fact about Bar None, 2004 is when I played it the first time, and I headlined it as a 26-year-old man.
So that's exactly 20 years ago.
No, hold on, not 26. So yeah, 20 years ago. So I'm 39. So when I was 19?
Like math. It's good math, 20,
yeah, so I was very young. But I remember that gig so much because it was like the highest paid gig that we'd ever got. And we had a good little buzz going on. Crazy that it was 2004.
Yeah, I wonder if you go back if it looks the exact same.
I'm sure it's the exact same.
Oh, it must be.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, right?
I hope I remember it.
Yeah, could you?
This really big, great band together. And they the kids at the Agriculture Club there are awesome. And they do a lot of great things. They're raising money for the Stars Ambulance. And they've got, you know, I think they have $5 drinks, which is not very expensive.
No, it's a good place to go. And then so now on to the song, Your Time to Stay. It's absolutely so meaningful. But in your words, what is it about?
Yeah. So when I wrote this song, I didn't really know that it was for me. It's kind of all just kind of a weird thing, because I think you write songs and it's kind of hard not to put your own thing into it when you're writing. You know, this is the first time I ever wrote with Forrest Finn and Lauren McLam, and or maybe second time, and I had that title in my phone, and we just sort of started, like, it just sort of started coming out, and it was very natural. It kind of felt like we didn't even really write it. It just kind of rocked it. Like, we just loved it from the get-go. And I thought it was for somebody else. I was like, oh man, it's such a big song. And we just pitched it around. We did all this. And then I went back and listened to it. And we wrote it during, I think it was 2020 or 2021 when we wrote it, which is right in the thick of COVID. And at that time, you know, I had gone through a lot, like, in my personal life. You know, through COVID, I found out that I don't drink like other people, and that, you know, I'm a full-on alcoholic, had no idea, was met with, like, some circumstances that were just obvious that I couldn't do I just don't drink like other people. It's hard to explain. But I sort of found recovery, and through that process, like, there was a process where my wife had, like, completely left the house and was gone, and like kind of on the verge of losing everything. So when I went back and listened to this song after all of that worked out, don't worry, we're still married. We have a beautiful little child. It's a miracle, to be honest. And I'm just so grateful that I'm at this place in my life. And so when I went back and listened to this song, I was like, holy man, like, I literally wrote my life without even really knowing. My favorite thing about this song is we've been playing it live for a while. And the most favorite thing about music is, like, you know, you get a bunch of people, they come to a show and they hear this song and it just changes their life direction, like, in a positive way.